Good morning. It's Thursday, May 28th, and the day after a heavy industry session settled out into a quieter shape. The research papers came in waves overnight, mostly out of the agent and memory systems threads, while the loudest non-research stories are about coding agents getting expensive and getting funded. Let me walk you through four things I want to share with you. First up, I want to talk about a paper from Tencent and a coalition of Chinese university labs that I think identifies one of the cleaner training dynamics findings I've read this week. The paper is called Agent Explorative Policy Optimization, AKSPO, and it sits on the archive at 26.05.28774. The setup is multimodal agentic reasoning, vision language models with extended chain of thought, paired with external tools they can call. The authors notice something that, once you see it, is almost embarrassing. Under standard group relative policy optimization, GRPO, the workhorse for current agent RL, tool use is attempted on only about 30% of rollouts, and when it is attempted, the entire tool using subgroup ends up all wrong on roughly 40% of questions. That all wrong subgroup is exactly where the learning signal for tool use should come from, and the standard group normalized advantage estimator silently zeroes it out. They call this the thinking-acting gap, and once they name it, the fix becomes obvious. For each all-wrong tool-using subgroup, they fix the thinking prefix and resample only the tool call and its continuation, with uncertainty-based prefix selection deciding which prefixes get the resampling budget. The result, across 9 multimodal benchmarks and 3 scales of Qwen-3 at vision language thinking, is supervised fine-tuning plus XPO, outperforming supervised fine-tuning plus GRPO by about 1.8 points of PASSET 1 and PASSET 4. The more striking number is that the 8 billion parameter model trained with their pipeline matches the 32 billion parameter base model on PASSET 4 with 4 times fewer parameters. The reason I think this matters is the asymmetry insight generalizes. Any RL setting where some action branches are high variance auxiliaries to a default behavior, tool use, code execution, web browsing, memory writes, is going to look exactly like this. The standard group estimator downweights the very branches that need the most reinforcement. AXPO's resample the thinking prefix trick is the conceptual move I expect to see ported into half a dozen other agent RL recipes by the end of the summer. Moving on to our second story, which sits adjacent to the first, there's a paper called MemTrace, also dropped overnight, that finally puts a proper debugger underneath the agent memory systems we've been building. The setup is the by now familiar pipeline, an agent with a memory module, where the module can be long context, retrieval augmented generation, Mem0, EverMemOS, or one of the half dozen other architectures the community has tried. These systems leak information, corrupt information, and lose information in ways that are essentially undiagnosable today because there's no good way to trace which operation in the pipeline caused the failure. MemTrace transforms the memory pipeline into what they call an executable memory evolution graph. Every write, every retrieve, every summarize, every prune becomes a typed node, whose inputs and outputs you can replay and inspect. They pair this with a benchmark called MemTrace Bench that exercises representative memory systems and an automatic attribution method that walks operation subgraphs iteratively to pinpoint the root cause of any failed case. Two things stood out to me. The first is that memory failures are not random. They cluster around operation-level issues like information loss during summarization and retrieval misalignment when the schema drifts under the system. The second is that the attribution signal is actionable. Feeding it back into prompt optimization closes the loop and boosts end-task performance by up to 7.62%. For anyone building multi-step agent memory, this is the first principal debugger I've seen, and it shipped with code at zgunlp/memtrace. Third up, a quieter announcement that I think is the most consequential AI for science release of the week. Alex Rives, who's now head of science at the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative's Biohub after CZI acquired his prior company, Evolutionary Scale, announced ESM Fold 2. ESM here stands for Evolutionary Scale Modeling, and the family represents the cleanest demonstration we have of the bitter lesson working on proteins. The original ESM1 models trained language models on millions of protein sequences with a simple next token objective: predict the amino acids that have been randomly masked out from context. The surprise was that these models learned biological structure and function, including properties the model had never been explicitly shown, and that this ability scaled predictably with compute. ESM Fold 2 pushes the same recipe further, with two specific results that matter. The first is state-of-the-art performance on protein interactions, especially antibodies. Antibody design is the critical modality for therapeutics development, and reliable interaction prediction is what gates the move from in silico discovery to wet lab campaigns that actually find new drugs. The second result is that inference time scaling, generating many candidate predictions and ranking them, is now working across 5 concrete targets in cancer and immunology. That's the regime where AlphaFold's deterministic single prediction approach was leaving capability on the table. ESM Fold 2 ships as an open scientific engine for prediction, design, and discovery, which means academic labs and small biotech shops get the model without a license bottleneck. If you care about where AI is actually changing how science gets done, this is the lane to watch, and it stretches a story that began with masked language modeling on protein sequences into territory that is, increasingly, indistinguishable from how the most capable computational biologists work. And for our fourth and final story today, an industry signal worth pausing on: Cognition, the company behind the Devon coding agent, raised more than $1 billion at a $26 billion post-money valuation. That's nearly double the $10 billion valuation from their last raise about a year ago. And it places Cognition firmly in the small group of coding agent companies that have reached decacorn status alongside Cursor, Anthropic's Claude code business, and the OpenAI Codex line. The funding round is interesting for two reasons beyond the headline number. The first is that it lands in a market where pricing has compressed dramatically. The same enterprise IT budget that paid for Cursor a year ago is now being asked to choose among 3 or 4 credible agentic coding stacks at meaningfully different price points. The second, which Simon Willison wrote about today in a piece I want to flag separately, is that the underlying economic dynamic has shifted. Anthropic and OpenAI are both, in Willison's framing, in genuine product market fit, and the marker is that enterprise customers are now paying API prices rather than subscription prices. Companies are reporting surprise at how expensive their LLM bills have become, as employees actually use the tools. Anthropic is rumored to be about to post its first profitable quarter. OpenAI is preparing to file for IPO in the coming weeks. And Cognition's valuation jump is the venture market pricing in the same dynamic at the application layer. The capital is flowing into the companies that have demonstrated they can turn frontier model capabilities into consumption that customers measurably want to pay for. That's the underlying story of the day, and the Cognition round is one of the cleanest data points we have for it. I'll be back tomorrow. Today's threads pulled in two directions. The research side keeps refining how agents reason and remember, while the industry side keeps writing checks against the assumption that those same agents will pay for themselves several times over. Both sides of that bet are still live, and the next few weeks of earnings and benchmark releases will tell us how much of the consumption is sustainable and how much is enterprise customers exploring. The full digest at wolfdigest.com has the other 41 items from the day if you want to go deeper, including a strong interpretability paper on cultural binding heads in language models, a clean negative result on using sparse autoencoders for surgical model editing, and the LMSYS team's latest infrastructure work. Until then, keep reading papers, and I'll see you in the morning.